Jerry Bader Show, 1022. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. For you libs who said I was being homophobic, hate gay people because I equated polygamy to gay marriage as the country moves toward accepting gay marriage, I told you this slippery slope was there and you said no. No, I would love to hear you call in. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. An opinion piece at CNN makes the case that under Windsor, the law that's the Supreme Court ruling, rather, that struck down DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, actually ruled that laws against polygamy were unconstitutional. His argument is DOMA said marriage is between one man and one woman. So in striking down DOMA as unconstitutional, whether they intended to or not, they also struck down polygamy, anti-polygamy laws. So he argues, as we are moving toward the recognition of polygamy, just as we have gay marriage in this society, in this country, then what needs to happen here is it needs to be legalized. And then bad marriages, bad polygamous marriages, can be better monitored. Because a lot of women and children are being hurt under polygamy right now. Almost like illicit drug use is the way it sounded to me. It was what he was talking about. To Jeff in Warrens. Jeff, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
You know, it's the same old argument that if you make a law, everybody's going to obey it. And if you make a law that legalizes polygamy or anything else, that doesn't mean that the people who are breaking the law now are going to follow the new law. So in other words, if you have a bad polygamous marriage now, you pass a law and make it legal, that doesn't mean that you're going to be able to regulate it any better than you can now.
Well, I find that concept interesting that somehow, and the thing that really jumped out at me is that you're going to have town clerks and city clerks decide which licenses should be allowed? I mean, that seemed preposterous to me, but let's assume that that provision didn't. I mean, nobody's ever going to do that because you'd have to do it for all marriages in that case. But if they could just go get a marriage license the way anyone else could, Jeff, wouldn't they go do that?
I suppose if you were on the up and up and you were a good person who just wanted to be married to two people of the opposite sex, sure. But if you're a person who's already in an abusive polygamous marriage, why would you want to be out upfront about it? Why would you go get two marriage licenses?
Well, that's a good point. You're not if somebody is manipulating. And here's what's interesting is the author paints a pretty broad brush of those who are in polygamous relationships that he assumes all the women who are in them are victims, which I find a very interesting observation. Jeff, thanks a lot for the call. The question, though, is, are we just ready to accept legal polygamy? Barbara in Appleton. Barbara, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I called in because you were asking for some gay people to call in, so here I am.
Okay.
You know, as far as the whole DOMA getting shot down, they probably made a mistake in the first place in going so far as to say it was one man, one woman. They should have said it was between two people. Trying to exclude homosexuals was the mistake in the first place. No offense. You know, I've been in a committed relationship with my partner for 10 years now. We have not sought a domestic partnership in the state of Wisconsin. We have not, you know, been big proponents of the gay marriage. We live our lives. We're happy. We're together. We own a home. We own a business. We do what we do. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, there is no real benefit, and the benefits of marriage continue to be taken away. As far as government benefits, we put things in place so that we can see each other in the hospital. We are the power of attorney for each other and that sort of thing. I just don't see the benefit in it at this point.
But Barbara, let me ask you this. You and your partner aren't really all that interested in being able to marry, but you would certainly support the right, I assume, of other gay couples that do want to marry.
If they want to, that's fine.
Okay, and I just want to get that out there. So what I said at the time, and I was called homophobic and a bunch of other things, is there's no difference between that and people who want multiple spouses. I think what this argument says is there is no difference.
Well, I think my understanding of what you said was that it would open the gateway to legalizing polygamy, the disbanding of the Defense of Marriage Act, which it does because of the way that the Defense of Marriage Act was written, including one man, one woman. Had it been written to include two individuals, but it was written in such a way to exclude homosexuals. So that's where that's where I think they went wrong.
Okay. So do you think polygamy should continue to be banned?
You know, I don't know enough about polygamy, about the polygamist lifestyle. I know that there's negative things. You hear positive stories. I wouldn't be involved in it if I had a choice. Are there people that are involved in it? I think it's similar to, you know, the human trafficking, the slave trade, the sex trade. People are involved that don't want to be involved. And, yeah, I think that's wrong. If somebody is consenting and they want to be in a relationship with two other people, should it be a legal commitment? Maybe not, but maybe they just don't get married.
Well, okay, but constitutionally, if three people want to be in a relationship and not married, they can be. There's already nothing stopping that. But why, if three people or four people or six people love each other, why don't they have the same constitutional right that you and your partner do?
I don't think it will work from like a logistical standpoint.
But is that your right to say no to it just because you think there would be problems with it? There's problems with monogamous relationships.
Well, there's problems with every relationship.
Right, exactly. So it sounds like you're making a judgment call. The very judgment call that people are being criticized for making is your type of relationship.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is I don't know enough about the situation. I'm saying if there's abuse and those types of things, you know, you have to take the same sort of steps you would take in any other relationship.
Right, but that's
and I don't know from a legal standpoint as far as taxing and that sort of thing how that would be affected.
Well, that would, now you're right about that. That would open a whole can of worms. But if there's a constitutional right to it, should we even concern ourselves with that? For example, let me make a point. When the right to right to an attorney, a public defender, the Supreme Court argued the cost of what it would be, and as we know, it's been very expensive. And the justices in the majority said, if it's a constitutional right, the costs don't matter. Isn't that the same here?
Well, that's a cost to the public. This would be, I guess it would be a taxation cost to the public as well. You know what, there's too much involved for me to weigh in specifically
but
I haven't considered.
But I'm really glad you called, because I think we really did a good job of fleshing out a lot of the issues here. I'd like to take a few more calls on this before I weigh in. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 1030.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.